Here's a thought I'll title, From Where You Sit. So many times, particularly in landscape photography, the process of photographing involves moving to a location or a position where you can see a lovely scene and composition. Then you set up the camera or the tripod and you make the exposure. But since I've had problems with my back these last few years, I've got stenosis and my mobility has been compromised, I just can't hike or backpack the way I used to. I used to go 5-10 miles out on backpacking trails. I loved it. It was great. In my youth, it was my escape from reality into the beauty of nature with my camera in hand. But these days, my most frequent way of photographing is from the driver's seat in the truck, or at best, a very short distance, maybe within 50 or 100 yards. The funny thing is, you would think that my photography would be limited, therefore, but it's been just the opposite. I've never been so productive in my life. I attribute this to two things. One is, instead of constantly being on the search for the next best place, grass is always greener sort of theory, I take the time to stop where I am and sit and look and listen. And I see compositions everywhere. I see interesting things to photograph everywhere. Rather than running around the countryside hoping something smacks me, you know, in the forehead and says, hey, here's a gorgeous scene, what I find is the gorgeous scene that's in front of me. It's simply amazing how many compositions we can see when we still our bodies and our minds. I would have never guessed this. But I was kind of forced through these mobility issues to think in those terms. Which brings up a related thought, which is the amount of driving time relative to the amount of photographing time. My whole life, even today, I tend to think in terms of where do I want to go photographing? And I'll drive 400 miles somewhere to photograph some interesting thing that I know is going to be there, some landscape or some feature, and 400 miles of driving, long time, you know, that's a lot of sitting in the car. But I'll get there and then start making photographs. But thought about as an allocation of time issue, is the time required to drive 400 miles to the national park the best use of our creative and photographic time? Or could we drive 10 miles away from where we live, or 20 or 50, find something that's really interesting if we sit and still our bodies and still our minds and allow the world to unfold in front of us? Do I need to travel 400 miles in order to find a decent photograph? Or can I find them a lot closer? It's really hard, I think, for a lot of us to photograph in our own backyard. But even just a few miles down the road from where we live, there's probably something interesting to be done in the landscape. Now, true, if what you want to photograph is Yellowstone, then you have to drive to Yellowstone. But if you don't insist that Yellowstone is your subject, but rather that the beauty of a natural forest is your subject, you might be able to find that closer. Depending on where you live, you might have all kinds of different landscapes that are relatively close. This is one of the things I learned when I lived in Portland, Oregon all those years. As I was 60 to 90 minutes away from the beach, 60 to 90 minutes away from the Cascade Mountains, and another 30 or 60 minutes beyond that, and I was in the desert. I could photograph anything I wanted within a couple of hours' drive. That's why I didn't go down to the desert southwest and take 800 miles of driving to get there in order to photograph, because there was so much within a quick drive. That's part of the reason I moved to Anacortes, that it was a marvelous place to photograph, all within 5 to 15 minutes' drive. I guess the principle I'm trying to suggest is that there's probably interesting things that can be done from where you sit. I'll have more to say about this inside your house tomorrow.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.